A success story comes from Pretoria, and this gentleman started out by selling sweets at school, and I think that's where he actually found himself in a situation to say, I can actually make money. And founder and CEO of Delivery Caspeed, Godrachetsi Mokhodyan, is with me on the line this morning and chatting to us. Godrachetsi, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk. Godrachetsi, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. Good morning and welcome to Cape Talk, sir.
Morning, Zane. Thank you so much for having us.
My co-pilot this morning tells me that the name Godrachetsi actually means it happened. But yeah. You actually made it happen, isn't it? Tell us how you saw the niche for this particular service and what the service Delivery Caspeed is all about.
Sure, absolutely. So Delivery Caspeed is basically an aggregator focusing on the township market. So we allow our users to be able to order fast food on our app, and we are able to get it delivered to the comfort of their home. So for me, how I came about with the idea was, I grew up in Hammanskraal, and when I went to university here in Joburg, you know, I could enjoy this convenience in the city. And when I visited my mom, I was shocked that, you know, this convenience cannot be enjoyed in the townships. And the third part is that, you know, the youth unemployment that exists in the townships is crazy. So for me, this business was a vehicle of, you know, solving these two major issues, the convenience that doesn't exist in the townships, as well as alleviating the youth unemployment that exists in our townships.
Mm. Chat to us about how big your business is, how many people you employ, and I know that there are a number of awards that you've won recently.
Yes, so we recently won an award of being the top youth-owned brand in SA in the services category. I think for us, that was, you know, validation of what we've been built over the 15 months together with my team. The business is now in and around, we're covering in and around 10 townships in Gauteng, or just under 50 riders. We have a full-time staff team at the office in Hammanskraal, just under 15, and all young graduates or under 30. And it's a really exciting, you know, team. And we're so happy that we've been able to build such an impactful business.
Mm. I know your story starts where you were selling sweets at school. And I suppose that's where you realize that, listen, I can actually be a businessman more than anything else. Chatting this morning to Godrachetsi Mokhodyan, who's the founder and CEO of Delivery Caspeed. And you found this niche in terms of, for instance, you know, on the default and in the back of the fact that a number of other food delivery services in the townships were not going into the township. So how did you get the buy-in? In the olden days, they spoke about, we spoke about goodwill. How did you get the goodwill of the community to buy into the fact that we are doing a food delivery service? Please don't rob our guys on the bicycles. Please don't stone our vehicles. How did you get the community to buy into that?
Sure. No, and that's something that we had to do quite a lot of research around before we started the business. And I think, you know, so far, you know, we haven't had any issues. And we strongly believe that it's because of our brand. You know, our brand resonates with the people in the townships. They can see themselves, you know, in this business. Majority of the young guys who used to be on the corners and doing all these bad things, you know, are now giving an honest life, you know, and they're able to make an income and, you know, using Delivery Caspeed. So we want our townships and the our communities to see, you know, Delivery Caspeed as a hope of change in our townships. And we really, you know, pray that, you know, that message carries on in all the townships, and we pray that we never have issues with crime and all sorts of things. But again, you know, in terms of the customers, you know, with using our app, I mean, the response we've gotten is crazy. And we believe that it's just timing. The timing was perfect when we launched. More and more people were comfortable, you know, with transacting online. And we didn't have to do a lot of education when we launched our own app. Yeah.
Mm. You You're basically in and around 10 townships. Are you planning to expand to the rest of South Africa? And, you know, is there enough business sort of reeling that the township economy is that massive?
Yes, absolutely. So we're actually about to open a round this quarter, the Q4, for our seed round, where we are raising funding to go nationwide. There is a market we believe that we can tap into, and we are really excited, because for us is the issues that are in Hammanskraal and all the other townships in Gauteng exist in all the townships in the country. And for us, we are, you know, our goal is to be able to solve these issues by having our young people on the road and making some income using, you know, our e-bikes and bicycles to do deliveries.
Mm. Chatting this morning to Godrachetsi Mokhonyane, who's the owner of Delivery Caspeed, an incredible business, more than 65, 70 people employed, and a food delivery business in and around 10 of the townships in the Pretoria as well as Hammanskraal area. One of the key things, actually, and I think we had somebody in Cape Town do this, was the delivering of chronic medication to people who actually cannot, you know, get out of their homes and go to the clinics. Is that another business avenue that you think you would expand, not only to food but to medication and to, you know, clothing or anything else?
Sure. No, absolutely. The opportunity is massive. There's so many products that we should be able to deliver because of the demand as well. People want to do more with their time, you know, instead of queuing, you know, in at retail stores and all of that. There's so much better that things that they can do at home while they get their goods delivered by us. And that's one of our plans, to add more and more products. Obviously, the market will push us, you know, or dictate which products they would like us to deliver. But we've put together an infrastructure that's able to deliver more and more goods to our customers.
Hmm. Where's the future for Delivery Caspeed? What is the next venture for you going forward?
Yeah, so like I said, I think we just opened the round now. We're looking forward to expanding nationwide and changing lives of many young people in the country, and making sure that, you know, we alleviate the youth unemployment, the crime that happens in the townships, and that's basically our goal with the country. We're pushing to scale this business to be able to solve the many social ills that exist in our townships, and that's what we're focusing on now.
Godrachetsi Mokhonyane, all the success with this business, and thank you for your time this morning. He is the founder and the owner of a business called Delivery Caspeed. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on most of the social platforms, and go and read up the success story of this young gentleman, and it's very impressive. It is actually, his name means it happened, but I think he actually made it happen for his business. Thank you so much for your time this morning.